Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's from World War I, right? I've got Rich Gaynor here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rich is he knows all the names of all these songs. And that's Over There, as I remember, right, Rich?
It's the Army Marching Song, and it used to be when the caissons go rolling along, but nobody knows what a caisson is anymore.
That's right. only you would know, having been in the Spanish-American
War. Right. Exactly. And you should see me in my spats, boy. They look great.
Yeah, brown shoe army Galen. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Brown shoe army, yeah.
Welcome back. I'm old enough not to remember the brown shoe, but I'm old enough to remember people who were in the brown shoe army.
That's right, me too. Me
Welcome back. It's Memorial Day in America, and we're celebrating those who paid the last full measure. And wouldn't want to do this without someone I consider to be a great American, our good friend Rich Galen, who's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 15 years. He's the purveyor of the outstanding twice weekly cyber column, Mullings.com, and Republican operative, and but someone who does a lot for this country that many people may not know about. He's our good friend Rich. Thanks again for being here. What Memorial Day? What does it mean to you? I know that you're there in Washington. You get to see a lot of the festivities up close and personal.
Yeah, it's really a special place to live. On a day like today, last night was the annual Memorial Day concert on the Mall. We didn't go to it this year. We have been to it before. And then today is what's called Rolling Thunder, when thousands of guys on motorcycles, men and women on motorcycles, will go from the Capitol to Arlington National Cemetery or the other way. And it is, I mean, it does sound like a thunderstorm coming by it. And it's it started out as a remembrance or a call to remember MIAs in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And over the decades, it's just expanded, and now it's an annual event, and we all look forward to it. I live just outside of the District of Columbia in Alexandria, Virginia, and when these guys come into town, they park their motorcycles along the street, but they park them, you know, backed in diagonally.
Mm-hmm.
So you look up the street, and it looks like there's thousands of these. Of course, I can't park my car, so I shake my fist at them. But but it's really moving. My wife's dad is buried at Arlington, and we try to get over there every Memorial Day to pay our respects.
Yeah. Well, this is the day that we honor those who died in battle, who paid, as Lincoln called it, the last full measure, who demonstrated, well, I call it agape love, Rich, because, you know, the three ways that the Greeks define love, philo and eros, and agape. Agape is the only one where you do something for someone, maybe to the point of giving your life to people you don't even know.
Right.
And will never know because they'll be alive generations after you've gone. I mean,
right.
talk about love. What could be greater than agape love?
Well, you know, the other thing that it's morphed into, Jim, is that it's become a real call to help for returning vets who have been, in many cases, just grotesquely injured. You know,
mm-hmm.
You and I talked about a couple of years ago, my readers helped raise about $40,000 for a young man in Marietta, Ohio, where I went to college, who lost both legs and an arm in an IED attack, and we were trying to help, and we did help build a purpose-built home for him. He's now married, has a kid. It's just a great story. But Gary Sinise played a concert in honor to raise money for this kid, and the issue is, and it sounds grotesque, but I mean it's really amazing that we didn't have soldiers, we didn't have triple and quadruple amputees before because they bled out on the on the battlefield, but the ability to get them to help so quickly now is so good that it's opened up a whole new area of need for these young men and women,
mm-hmm.
who answered the call, and I think Memorial Day has now become not more than, but at least as much as a call to action to make sure these young men and women are looked after.
I was thinking about this on the way in today to do the show, Rich. The parents who lost their children, who lost their sons and daughters, who gave the last full measure, and the anguish that they've gone through. But then you think about the people whose sons and daughters came home, or I should say part of them came home, and they live their lives now with this thing. And the child may be, you know, who's to say whether they're better off now or if they would have been better off if they died on the battlefield.
Well, you know, that's God's choice, and you have to believe, and I'm not, as you know, I'm not a terribly religious guy, but you have to believe that that when he brings somebody home in whatever shape, and it's really the brain injuries that are the most distressing because they.
But it's just that I don't. I've taken your point though about the Memorial Day in the modern world, modern times. There are other people that we should probably remember too. 20 till right back with Rich Gannon. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.